Please welcome back Sylvie Van Brabant. Producer extraordinaire. We have, Ian tells us, about 10 minutes for a discussion on the film. And I'd like to throw it open. I think if you all speak loud enough, if you have a question or a comment, I won't have to bore the people in the front rows by repeating the question. Is there a comment or a question that you would like to know? Anyone? Yes. How did Serge know these people?
Okay, Serge wanted to be very free to do this film. And so he wrote a proposal saying that he was going to go and meet people with his camera. He didn't want to do research, he didn't want to write. He just wanted, because he's a cameraman, and he just wanted to go. And his idea was, I'll go, I'll start filming, I'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't work out, I'll leave them a cassette. So they'll have a... because he's a good cameraman, so you know people like to have good images of themselves or their lives. And so he met about 8-9 persons, and slowly certain people emerged. Serge is somebody who's very manual, and so he's very attracted to people who do things with their hands, as you saw. He has a fascination with planes himself, so of course he went looking towards people who had passions for planes also. The nun he met like 5-6 years ago, he wanted to do a film with the young singer because Serge wanted to be a singer in life. And so he's interested also in music a lot. So he was following this young singer, and through her he met her teacher. And so a couple of years later he went back to see her. So some years went by. And the old gentleman from the farmer, the one who goes in the woods, he was the neighbor. He's the next door neighbor at the country place. And, you know, so people that you've known for like 30 years. And the painter was a suggestion from a friend. You know, when you start looking for a subject, you have a subject, you say, I'm interested in elderly people who have something special. People say, oh, go and see this so-and-so. And so it, at the end, there were five main characters, and there was another one whom he started with and he would have continued, and he was a sculptor, and he's the one that did that flying canoe, but he died very, very early in the shoot, and so there wasn't enough material to keep him there. So the only thing that's left is that sculpture of his that he did. Any other questions? It's a good 3 years of observation, of going to visit. And like I said, he wanted to really be free. He did not want a television telling him that it had to be in, you know, next week or next month or whatever. He would get up in the morning and say, well, I think I'll go visit, you know. It was like a visit. You know, sometimes there were special events, you know. Just like, for example, he went to see the man with the planes, and whoops, when he arrived, his wife said he's at the hospital, so he went to the hospital. He found out the man who does the clocks, that he was going on he'd gone on a fishing trip. He phoned and he was gone on a fishing trip, and he knew he loved fishing. And we didn't have our budget yet, you know, and really like a decent budget. So we said, oh, gotta go, flew him over to, you know, Sept-Îles up in the North Shore, and he went for a 2-3 day fishing trip, which is, you know, was like a great scene with this man. And so it's, you know, it's like a three, and it was very long in the editing. It looks pretty seamless now. And it's funny for me to see it, you know, I mean, I've seen it already a lot of times, but I'll never forget when we went to see the first edit. You know, this is like when you've been in the editing room a couple of months and you've taken, you know, your 60 hours and tried to make something of it. And we had invited several filmmaker friends, and I could hear their thinking in their head saying, I think he made a mistake this time. Because he's a very sort of well-known director, you know, in Quebec. And you could just feel it, that people were not saying too much. And the editor turned around, she says, basically they're telling us to start over. And they did. They just hadn't gotten the structure. These films are very hard to edit. Here you have five people who don't know each other. How do you make a story? How do you make it seamless so you've got a dramatic curve in this film? And the big addition was the big band. And at the beginning, they hadn't put the big band in because he didn't feel he didn't have that much material. And then, it took years to get the budget also, and the costs of these old, these old tunes, that the Americans own. So it hadn't been put in, and finally we got more money in the budget. And once the big band came in, and this is the way it worked, that Serge has worked in many films. He's done several films with people who are musicians or have some singers, and it helps him to edit. It helps him. And then it's just time. It's like, it was about 6-7 months of editing. It's a long process, but my experience with my own films and his films is that it takes that time. And then all of a sudden when you finish and you look at it, you say, oh, why didn't we see it when we started?
Are all of the subjects still alive? And if so, have they seen the film?
No. They all saw the film, and the first one that left was the man in the forest. And he was with his son in the forest, and they were logging, and they were cutting, and he got hit by a tree. And he died in the hospital the next day. And his wife followed by about 6 months. And then the man with the... Raymond's partner died during the filming, yeah. The man who did the clocks, he had a bad knee, he went for an operation, and he didn't pull through the operation. But all the others, the sister, the painter, and the man with the planes, they were at the premiere in Montreal. We opened the Rencontre Internationale du Documentaire, which is like a major documentary festival in Montreal. And it was the opening night, and so there was like a crowd of like 400 some people, 500 people, and it was great because even the son of the farmer, he was saying, people think documentaries are like boring and the reportage, or I don't know how you call that, but and they're there, they're not used to seeing documentaries, they sort of rent American movies kind of thing, these people. And he's sitting there, and all of a sudden we hear him say, "This is a documentary, this is a show." And it was so funny also because at the end of the evening, we had Ryan, the old sister, the nun, sitting there, on the corner chair, and then you had the minister, Louise Baudouin of Cultural Affairs, and Lisa Froula-Hébert, who was like a liberal MP, at her, kneeling in front of her, just talking to her, and it was like wonderful how people came and expressed their gratitude for their liveliness. And so that's it. There's some that are gone. There's someone in the back there. Well, that's one of Serge's sort of, passions, is planes. So there were people who flew them outside the man he was following, but he had also started following somebody who was doing these little tiny planes with elastics. And finally, the person didn't come through or didn't stay as a character, but he kept this, and he had brought these people to the big band because it was a big, big, like a gym place, so he had done a nice shooting of having these little tiny planes. So certain things don't stay with the characters, but stay as an image, as a visual. Yes?
What's the name of that wonderful young singer?
Oh my God, it's a long time. Yeah. I don't remember.
She came to Quebec?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was great. And she's still singing,
say it's not so much a question that I think to take five separate people that, I don't know, I know you're all film buffs as well as being touched in the heart with this, but the transitions that tied the lives together were simply masterful, and they don't come easy. And so it's such a pleasure for us as programmers and filmmakers in the film community to bring a film here that has had the 8 months of editing, that's had the 3 months. I mean, there are wonderful films that happen very fast, but there's some depth, I think, that just comes out of the screen and enters into your consciousness forever, really. I mean, this is a stunning film. I see that I'm sort of getting a little bit of a sign there. I think we have time for one more comment or question if you have something out there in the audience. This is, where will people be able to see this? Sophia, will it be distributed by NFB or?
Yeah, there's another screening on Saturday evening at 10, and Serge will be here back from Switzerland. And then the National Film Board is distributing it for institutions. So I don't know if it'll be back, the media tech here, I don't know if it'll be back on a big screen, because it's always wonderful to see it on a big screen, but, and maybe some English television will buy the subtitled copy, who knows?
Assault your broadcasting people at the festival. And please remember to vote on your way out on the back of the ballot. It's a wonderful film, and I know you're going to want to do it. Thank you so much. Thank you, audience.